what is your name?
Ashley Bart.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing at this time, ma'am.
Good morning, Ms. Bart.
Good morning.
Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Ashley Star Bart, 326-466.
Okay, Ms. Bart, you're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing this morning. We have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. Susan Wright, who is our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel lead. Also with us today, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby. Ms. Bart, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Okay, yes, sir.
Are you representing yourself today, Ms. Bart?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. The last part.
Okay, did you hire an attorney or are you going to represent yourself today?
Myself.
So you're representing yourself today, Ms. Bart?
Yes, sir.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Bart, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states that you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officers within one working day after your release on or about May 3rd, 2018, that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you are absconded from supervision. Ms. Bart, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you. All right, then, based on the admission of Ms. Bart, I move upon that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, that she may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, agree. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Okay, Ms. Bart, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go with some information with you, Ms. Bart, and give you the opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Westby.
Ms. Bart was released from DOC May 3rd, 2018. She was arrested May 16th, 2018 by Apache Junction PD, no new charges. She is back in DOC custody May 18th, 2018, with an adjusted CCD of August 11th, 2018, 13 abscond days. Current conviction, 2018, drug paraphernalia, 4 months. No prior convictions. This is her first term in DOC. CUIR score, 2-2. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. She has no disciplinary violations. All arrests on record have charges that were not, or arrests that were, no charges were processed. Her community risk score is a G1B1.
Okay, Ms. Barr.
Yes, sir.
So when you were released from prison, you were released to go stay at TLC at 132 South Robson in Mesa. You called approved residents to see if you had reported. At the time, staff advised that you never did, report to the residents. You called the report. How come you never, you didn't go, Ms. Bart?
Why didn't I go?
Yes,
I'm not really sure.
You're not sure? What did you want to do? What did you want?
Tom?
What did you do once you got released from prison?
When I got released from prison, well, I had lost that form on the bus that they give you, and then I had gone straight home to my parents.
And where's your parents on that?
Huh?
Where does your parents live?
In Mesa.
In Mesa? Okay, well, what were you doing in Apache Junction when the police stopped you, or you had contact with the police?
In Apache Junction, my mom was right there on the borderline part where it's like almost AJ, Apache Junction.
Okay.
And I was at McDonald's in Apache Junction at the time.
So what were you doing at McDonald's? What caused the police to have contact with you?
Oh, they recognized me, I guess, and I had a warrant out for my arrest.
Okay. So you just decided not to contact your PO, or what were your plans? Were you doing drugs, or did you relapse, or what happened?
No, I had relapsed once, but that, yeah, that's what happened.
What kind of drugs were you using?
Meth.
Meth?
Yeah.
So, Ms. Bart, it looks like, you know, based on the information we have, you haven't been to prison before, you don't have any priors.
No, sir.
Then you were sent to prison for drug paraphernalia. Was you about 25 years old?
Yes, sir.
And you don't have no discipline while you were incarcerated. So what do you plan on doing? You need to get yourself together so that you don't continue to stay within the system.
Yes, sir. I was going to ask if it'd be okay if I could do classes.
Mm-hmm. Have you taken any classes since you've been incarcerated back in prison?
Yes, I have 3 certificates for confronting addictive behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you were released, and I'm trying to just really understand, when you were released, you know you needed to contact your parole officer. Why didn't you go contact your parole officer?
Because I had lost my packet.
Okay.
That they give you when you leave prison.
Mm-hmm.
I lost it. I forgot it on the bus.
But you know that it was important for you to contact your PO. Why didn't you make some arrangements or somehow contact the parole office? You knew you had to go to the parole office.
Yes, you're right, sir. Yeah.
Okay, Ms. Bart, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Send no additional questions to me. Ma'am? Ms. Bart?
Yes, yes.
Okay, we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion?
No, sir.
Okay. Ms. Bart, the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I want you to stay on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. While the board's in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board's now going into discussion. Ms. Barr, when she was released, stated she lost her paperwork on the bus and didn't make any effort or attempt to contact the PO. She went to her mom's house in Mesa, which is on the borderline of Apache Junction. She was absconded for 13 days. Says that she had contact with the Apache Junction PD when she was at the McDonald's, and she said they recognized her and ran a check on her and saw that she had a warrant. At that time, she was arrested. She stated she did relapse and start back to using meth at least one time. She will be released on August 11th of 2018. Which is just a little bit over, a little over a month away from now. I think that it'd be best if she stays incarcerated, get her time done, maybe start going to NA or AA classes while she's incarcerated, so that when she gets out, she won't be maybe she'd be better prepared and better handled to her son once he gets out to work on not doing drugs. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Okay, same no comments coming from the colleagues. I'm then going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Bart, by that she was delinquent, that she had lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways of company, and that she was abstaining for 13 days and then had relapsed into using drugs, methamphetamine. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Rittenhouse. Agree. Dr. Wright, agree. Mr. Mill and Mr. Quinones. Ms. Bart?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Bart, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on August 11th this year, which is a little bit over a month away. Ms. Bart, you don't have a long criminal history. You don't have any violations since you've been incarcerated. Take this time that you have left and really make a determination within yourself if you really want to get your life together so that when you get out, you can work with your CO3 and possibly get into some type of drug rehab program, attend NA, AA classes while you're in there, and get yourself together so that you're a productive citizen. And apparently, you know, other than the use of the drugs, that you really don't belong in the system.
Yes,
it's going to be up to you to make that determination if you want to be in the system or not. And really, you have about a little over a month to really give it some real serious thought and make a determination within yourself as to what you're going to do. And we really hope and wish you the best and hope that when you get out, you'll be released on August 11th, that when you get out, that you're a stronger person, a better person, and you're able to be a productive citizen once you get out. And you won't have to have any negative contact with law enforcement again. I have to come back before this board, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for participating in your hearing today, Ms. Bart. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.